Really happy now to be chatting with Silverbacks defenseman Joe LeMay ahead of this afternoon's game taking on the West Kelowna Warriors. First off, Joe, I just want you, you got, of course, a lot of family back home in Quebec watching these games. I just want to open it up to you to say a shout out in French to your folks back home. What do you have to say to them?
Of course. Salut tout le monde, je pense à vous autres. Je m'ennuie un peu, mais c'est pas trop pire, là. Je devrais m'en sortir, puis on joue en masse, donc on a du fun ici. Puis j'ai hâte de vous revoir.
So, can you translate now to our English viewers what you just said?
I just said that I was excited to see them again, but I'm not too bored here. We play a lot of games, and so I don't miss them too much because, you know, we're pretty busy here.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to yesterday. Speaking about lots of games, lots of exciting games and close games for you guys recently. Yesterday, another overtime win. Let's start with Sullivan Max overtime winner. Can you kind of, what you remember, take me through the play from your point of view, because you were on the ice and you passed it ahead to him. So let's start with the chance from them coming down the wing. What are you seeing? And then you get the puck. Take us through it.
Well, first it was me and Dax. I let the guy to Dax, and I trusted him on the back check, and he skated pretty well with him. I think the play all started with him, like, keeping the guy outside. So then Cezy had to make a save and just let the puck in front of him. And obviously he talked to me, you know, you have time. So I knew I didn't have to just throw it in the corner or something like that. So I turned around, had my head up, and then I saw Sully kind of going across the ice, and I thought he was on the offensive side of their D, so I kind of just make a pass, and it happened that he went in breakaway and obviously made a pretty nice move on the goalie. So yeah.
Pretty nice indeed. Did you have any idea what he was gonna do on the breakaway?
I would say, like, I'm not surprised he did that move, but I couldn't tell, like, what he was going to do. But, like, obviously saw him doing that before, and obviously it worked. So I was happy that he made that move.
Can you talk to me about multiple overtime games in a row? Is it fun? You're someone who obviously is out there for the overtime.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
I obviously, you give a point to the other team, and we're only three, so that's the negative aspect to it. But it's fun. 3-on-3 like that. Lots of space, lots of time, and, you know, we have space to do plays and stuff. So I love it. And there's more adrenaline when you do that. And so, yeah, I love it.
How are you dealing with the fatigue so far? I mean, today will be the fourth game in 5 days, but this whole month, as I keep getting reminded by Karts, is it's going to be a lot of games all the time. So it's not just this week. How do you stay fresh?
I think it all started, like, in the last 5 months that we've been grinding for that. You know, we've been on the ice all the time, working out 6 days a week, and that's pretty much what we've been doing. But instead of games, we were in practice, on the bike, in the gym, stuff like that. So I think that's where it started, and it's not as bad as I thought. We're doing pretty good, and, you know, keeping our nutrition good, and sleeping well, and then obviously keeping our shit shorts, and you know, we hide each other on the bench and stuff, so we keep the energy up all the time, and it works pretty well.
Can you mentioned the past few months, obviously lots of training to get ready. How has the coaching staff helped over this time when you guys weren't playing games?
Oh, a ton, because, you know, they've been hard on us, but all the boys together were willing to listen to them and trust them in the process. And I feel like the fact that they pushed us in every single aspect, you know, nutrition, off ice, sleeping and stuff like that, and doing a lot of video. Almost every day, keeping in touch with the coaches. And I think that was a big aspect for us to get to the point where we're at right now.
Now, at 5-on-5, you've been paired with William Levine for mm-hmm. this season. Can you talk about what it's like to play with him, a fellow Quebec native?
Yeah, it's fun. I was excited to know that I'll play with him. We've been doing pretty well together. And it's always fun, you know, going on a face-off. And the center tells us what the face-off is. And I can just tell him in French and, you know, not be scared to be loud because no one else would understand. And that's just a fun fact that we have between us.
Can you also talk to me about the power play? I mean, you, of course, are the only D on your unit. What's the goal for you? What are you thinking when you get the puck up on the power play?
The main thing for me is to get pucks through. So obviously, if I don't have option, then obviously show that I'm going to shoot to pass it either to Dax or Sullivan. And then this way, they have more time to shoot. If I get the players to come in my shooting lane, then they have more time. And that's the main point and the main thing I want to do.
You mentioned Sully again. You are his roommate. So tell me what it's like to live with him.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we're both pretty dedicated, and we have different stuff that we can bring into each other's life. And we're willing to do the right things. And, you know, he's from Alaska. I'm from Quebec. So we have different cultures and stuff, but we can bring what we've learned and put it together and just get better by, you know, helping each other and doing the right things.
Lastly, today, West Kelowna is the opponent. Both teams have been, I mean, everything's tight. Nothing's going to be given. You got to earn it. What do you guys have to focus on today?
We got to focus on the full 60 minutes here because, you know, we've lost game in some range of 7 minutes. We've seen that before. So we got to make sure we keep our energy up the whole time and try to, you know, get the job done and till the end work to get the score up for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Kendrick.